Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Thursday, the 28th of August 2025, is Harry Crerar. General Henry Duncan Graham Crerar, the 28th of April 1888, the 1st of April 1965, was a senior officer of the Canadian Army who became the country's senior field commander in the Second World War as commander of the 1st Canadian Army in the campaign in Northwest Europe in 1944-1945, having rapidly risen in rank from brigadier in 1939 to full general in 1944. A graduate of the Royal Military College of Canada, in Kingston, Ontario, Crerar was commissioned as a lieutenant in the non-permanent active militia in 1909, serving with the 4th Battery, Canadian Field Artillery, which was based in Hamilton, Ontario. He rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel in the artillery. He saw action in the First World War, for which he was mentioned in dispatches and made a companion of the Distinguished Service Order. Electing to remain in the army as a professional soldier after the war, he attended the Staff College, Camberley, from 1923 to 1924, and the Imperial Defence College in 1934. He was appointed Director of Military Operations and Military Intelligence in 1935 and Commandant of the Royal Military College of Canada in 1939. During the Second World War, he became General Officer commanding the 2nd Canadian Infantry Division, which was then stationed in England, in late 1941. He was promoted to Lieutenant General and assumed command of I Canadian Corps, fighting briefly in the Italian campaign in late 1943 and in early 1944. In March 1944 he returned to the United Kingdom where he assumed command of the 1st Canadian Army which, despite its designation, contained a significant number of British, Polish and Czech troops, including the British I Corps and the Polish 1st Armoured Division. Under Crerar's command, the 1st Canadian Army fought in the latter stages of the Battle of Normandy in July-August 1944, participating in Operation Totalize, Operation Tractable and the Battle of the Filet's Pocket, before being tasked with clearing the Channel coast. Crerar was promoted to full general on 16 November 1944, becoming the first Canadian officer to hold that rank in the field. During Operation Veritable, the Battle for the Rhineland in 1945, the 1st Canadian Army controlled 9 British divisions. The Army became more Canadian with Operation Goldflake, the redeployment of the I Canadian Corps from Italy, and played a key role in the liberation of the Western Netherlands in April 1945, shortly before the end of World War II in Europe. With the war over, Crerar retired from military service in 1946. Canadian military historian Jel Granatstein wrote of Crerar that, no other single officer had such impact on the raising, fighting, and eventual disbanding of the greatest army Canada has ever known. Crerar was unquestionably the most important Canadian soldier of the war. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 043 UTC on Thursday, the 28th of August 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Harry Crerar. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at misto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Ravina.